Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz, and happy 4th of July, everybody. Well, horse owners are encouraged to get their horses vaccinated this year for the West Nile virus to help avoid the risk of becoming infected by the virus. Now, signs of West Nile virus in horses include stumbling, circling, inability to stand, blindness, fever, and in worst case, death. Not all horses, though, become infected will show signs of the disease, but one-third of the horses that show neurological signs from West Nile virus will die or have to be euthanized, and up to 40% of those that recover can still have long-term issues. So any horse that has neurological signs should be seen by a veterinarian. Now, the disease can be diagnosed through a simple blood test. There's no specific treatment for West Nile virus, but owners and vets can still provide supportive care like anti-inflammatory medication or even just simply giving the horses fluids to help the animal recover. Keep in mind, horses and humans cannot spread the disease to each other. But as we get further into summer, just something to keep an eye out and keep your equine friends safe from West Nile. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.